The Eating Disorders Anonymous speaker feed does not represent EDA as a whole, but rather shares the views, experiences, and resources used by the EDA member who is speaking in their individual journey towards recovery. Thanks for being here. We're glad to have you.
My name is Cameron. I'm in recovery from an eating disorder. Full disclosure, super nervous right now. I always tend to go straight to morbid reflection even before I end up sharing anything. So I'm just going to try and power through it and do my best and talk about step two. So came to believe that a higher power could restore me to sanity. I continually have to revisit this topic. I didn't even start my timer. I continually have to revisit step two on, I don't want to say a daily basis, but on a regular basis throughout my recovery. Steps two and three for me are extremely tied together. And it's mainly because my own desires and my own selfishness and my own ego and my own fears, especially fears, tend to make me doubt that my higher power has my best interest at heart at any time of day. And logically and through my experience, I know that to be false, right? But these bedevilments, man, these character defects that I have, these crazy instinct, human instincts run wild, run rampant. It's, you know, that's partially why I'm in this program, is because they take hold of me and they dictate my actions on a regular basis. And sometimes I have no control over it. But so came to believe that higher power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. One thing I do want to break down about the actual wording in the step is that word sanity, right? For me, all that sanity means, especially when it comes to my eating disorder, is that I have some semblance of peace and I don't want to say happiness, but some semblance of peace and contentment, let's say, on a somewhat regular basis. That's all that sanity is to me, right? I don't make decisions based out of these fears that keep me sick anymore. I am willing and open to, you know, going through these steps as thoroughly and honestly as I possibly can, and reaching out when I need help, right? But so if that's my definition of sanity, we go back to the, do I believe that working these steps and that, you know, my all the things that I do on a daily, on multiple times a day basis, the meditation, the prayer, the all these tools that have been laid out before me, do I believe that doing these things can bring me to that point? And that question is heavy for me, at least. When I first got, so I'm in another fellowship and I have some time in that fellowship. And when I first got to that fellowship, you know, we do the 12 steps pretty similarly to EDA. But when I first got to that fellowship and my sponsor then, almost very closely 5 years ago, I was dealing with things, just to give you a quick picture, homelessness, family was nowhere around me. Friends were a non-existent thing in my life. You know, it was just a very low point externally and definitely internally for me. And he told me, sit down, read this book and write these things down on paper and your life's going to change. And I looked at him like he was like some kind of freaking delusional crazy man on the side of the road yelling at trash cans. You know what I mean? That didn't make any sense to me. How is doing an inventory going to help bring my family back into my life? How is, you know, hitting my knees every morning and every night and talking to this thing that I can't see, hear, feel, you know, any of that stuff, how is that going to get rid of all of these fears and get rid of this this craving to participate in these behaviors that I have, that have ruled my life for so long. I just didn't see it. But I was insane enough, and broken enough to be willing for anything different. It didn't have to be good. It didn't have to be this great thing. It didn't have to be an immediate fix. I just needed to do something different than what I had been doing for the last, you know, decade or so. And so off I went, right? Today, step two, the reason I have to revisit it so often, is because, like I said, you know, my fears and my ego run riot, take control still. I get to a point in my recovery and in my life where I think I know a thing or two about what I want, about how to accomplish it, about the correct way to handle certain situations and deal with certain people. And I very quickly mess it up, right? So I have to revisit step two, and I have to realize that I still have a lot of, they're better now, but I still have a lot of these driving fears and underlying, selfishness and all these things that, try their best to keep me sick, right? So I also want to touch on, in the wording real quick, I know I'm jumping around here, but came to believe, not we believed right off the bat, right? We came to believe. I'm still on that path in coming to believe that a higher power of my own understanding can restore me to sanity. What that means to me is that it's going to take time. Right? It's going to take practice. It's going to take a lot of willingness. It's going to take me messing everything up, you know what I mean, once or twice here and there, a couple of times before I'm completely convinced that practicing these new behaviors and doing these new things is going to bring about the peace and the sanity that I seek, right? I'm trying my best not to like just start going off about step three too, so I'll save that for next week. Today, the things that I do, the physical action that I do to stay willing and stay humble enough to continue to seek his path, guidance, will for me, whatever you want to call it, is a couple of things I've already listed, right? I pray in the morning as soon as I wake up, because every day I wake up with 8 hours of untreated alcoholism or, you know, eating disorder thinking or what have you, whatever you want to call it. I wake up sick, right? So I have to pray and ask that he show me every day who he would have me be and what he would have me do. In every interaction, in every situation. It's always been a part of my prayer since 4 or whatever years ago. Because I don't know, right? My thinking gets me back to insanity. So then after that, I'll sit down for sometimes 2 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes of meditation. And I just breathe. That's it. After that, I get up, I get ready. I go about my day, right? And throughout the day, I'm faced with life, which is still baffling to me. Because of where I came from all those years ago, when I came into that other fellowship, because of the type of life that I was leading up until that point, because of these things that had happened when I was growing up, because of whatever, the way my brain tries to attack me every day because of all these different things, right? My answer to life is usually, when I'm at my lowest moments, it's not good. It doesn't work. I'm going to leave it there. It doesn't work, right? I never end up finding peace. I never end up helping others. I never end up doing any of these things that this program teaches, right? And so throughout the day, I have to constantly remind myself, I don't know anything about my higher power, about this program, about other people, about life, about what I'm supposed to do next or how I'm supposed to behave here or what have you. I try and forget everything that I think I know on a regular basis. And what that does is it humbles me enough to have these little moments of, call it inspiration, call it clarity, call it what you will. It allows me to stay teachable. And these moments come along and I notice them. Whereas before, especially when I was sober and in my eating disorder, I was so numb. I was so, and that was the point, right? For me, that was the point, is I couldn't handle life or any of my emotions or thoughts. And so alcohol and drugs wasn't an option anymore. I knew that. That had stopped working years ago. Maybe this will work. And so I was so numb that these moments of inspiration or clarity or what have you, they would still happen, but I would either completely misinterpret them or not even notice them go by. And since going through my second step in this program, and after going through my first step and my third step and, you know, being willing and humble enough again to remember that I don't know nothing, it's come to a point now where, you know, I still have my bad days and my bad weeks or what have you, when it comes to my eating disorder thinking, my disordered behaviors, it fluctuates, right? But when I'm at peace, when I'm at some level of trust and of faith with my higher power, these moments of clarity and of inspiration and contentment, for the first time in many years, I'm actually learning what I want out of life, what different relationships I want to look like, and I'm willing to not run from the scary decisions, right? Not hide from the scary decisions. I'm willing to face them, make them to the best of my ability, and follow through. And if I was wrong, I'm okay with it now. I believe I shared about this the last time I was here a couple weeks ago, but a big thing for me, just as an example, and I'm kind of going to wrap it up with this, hitting my time limit, but a big thing for me is finances, right? When I was in my eating disordered behavior, and even before then, really, before it got prevalent, finances have always, I equated my self-worth and I equated my worth to the world and everything to what number was in my bank account. And if I had supplemental income coming in and how much time I was having to spend to get it and all this stuff, right? And if it was below a certain point, my reaction was to hide and run and numb. And today, for the first time in my life, as of, I want to say it's probably only been a couple of months, but I'm at peace with my financial situation, my external circumstance in that area, more so than I ever have been. I've worked jobs that paid a lot, that were very good jobs that I would, some people would call a career. and I was sicker than ever. And right now, all I'm doing is DoorDash for supplemental income just to get my bills paid. And it's doing just that, paying my bills, and I'm at peace. I'm happy. I'm able to, you know, spend time with my family and not worry about having to go back and fill in for overtime and, you know, take myself out of life in order to convince myself that I'm okay. And I get it because I have trust and I have faith in my higher power today. Mm-hmm. And I can feel it and I can see it and I can hear it. And it's growing too. My understanding of my higher power is growing as I go through these steps. So yeah, anyways, I hope something of that made sense. I hope it was slightly coherent. And with that, I will pass.